question of the second terminus, formal consideration and adoption of the Western Cape Oversight Report. And then the briefing by the Department on Correctional Service Amendment Bill, B32 of 2007. Members, on Tuesday we have decided as the committee to suspend or to postpone the adoption of the minutes and the report to give members time to go through the minutes and the report. I hope that members went through it, and we are going to deal with the minutes now. But before that, there's apologies. Three apologies. One from Mr. Self, Mrs. Stephen, and Ms. Rajbani. They have indicated that they are having other commitments. Also, an alternate member by the name of Mr. Kelly. Mr. Kelly has also ended his apology because he was having a problem at home, We know the problem of transport in Western Cape. The other members who are joining us know that maybe they are caught up in the traffic here, but they will join us later on. Members, I am not going to go to each and every minute. I take it that you went through the minute. I'm putting the minute before you. If there's anything that you want to discuss or to highlight, please raise it. Then we will go over to the Western Cape visit of prison. Mr. Speaker?
I'm proposing that adoption.
There's nothing that you... Okay. Menor, you are seconding, yeah. Mr. Self and Mr. Mishitan have also indicated that they don't see anything in the minute that is that must be rectified. Thank you very much. Mr. Fisha is proposing and Menawa is seconding. Let's go to the report on our visit to prisons in the Western Cape from the 7th May to the 11th. There's a report in front of you, members. Anything? Mr. Peter? You are proposing adoption of it? Yes. And men are what? Yes. Thank you very much. Yes, second. You have it. Mr. Speaker, and then the men are what? Okay. Thank you very much, members. That is the first thing. Then coming to the third item on the third item on our agenda. Members, this amendment bill before us, and the department is here to present it to the portfolio committee today. And it is for us as members of this portfolio committee to listen very carefully, to go through this this amendment bill, and to engage the department where we feel that we must engage the department on issues. But we are going to give the department today time to present to us and the committee. This amendment. I see also part and parcel of the delegation of the department which judge decide. Judge, you are most welcome into our meeting. Yeah, we always see in a very positive light that you are in our because you are playing a very important role in the Department of Correctional Services. Then we are having the director in the office of the inspecting charge, Mr. Gideon Morris. So you are welcome into our meeting. You people are doing a very good job in that office. Since 1998. That office was established in 1990. Yeah, very good job. Very good job. Members, Mr. Mutegi is leading this delegation. But the object of this bill, if you look at the last page of the bill, you will see that the bill seeks to amend Correctional Service Act 1988 of what in order to align it with the white paper on correctional services by addressing the following principles contained in the white paper. And you must tell the government printer that the printing error. You must check it. It is white paper. Did you see? White paper. So, on correction, security, facilities, care, development, and aftercare, this bill seeks to address some of the issues there. But today we will have a presentation, and formal presentation, by the department, and then members of this committee will then ask questions for clarification. We will deal with this bill from today until the 11th of September as this committee. Today we are having the presentation. On Tuesday, if us as this committee, we must now debate and look at this bill as a committee. On the 31st of August, again as a committee. Public hearings will be on the 4th of September. On the 7th of September, then us as the portfolio committee, going to debate and check the public hearing, the input of the public hearing. Different organizations will come in and present their side, what they see. And then on the 11th of September, then we are going to adopt this amendment. Finally, because it must be ready by the 11th, because we have a deadline from the presiding officers for the 14th of September. So we are going to work very hard, like always. It's not a special thing. We are always working hard. But I'm going to give over now to the department to take us through, and as I have said, that members will be, after the presentation, will be free to ask questions for clarification. But I want to stress it will be questions for clarification. We are not going to engage in a debate today with the department. We will get the chance. Today, they are presenting this to us. If there's anything that we want clarity on, then we will ask it from the department. Mr. Musegi, thank you very much. Over to you.
Thanks so much, Chairperson, honorable members. It's always a privilege coming here. Chairperson will know that I spent half of last time coming to the office, meeting of the portfolio committee. I took some big of research. Myself, as now I'm back again. Hope that it will not last that much. Thanks so much, the presentation, and thanks so much for the introduction around this issue. It means I'll not have to do that at all from our side. But please to introduce the delegation and hand over the actual presentation to Associate Malaysia. With me, Chairperson, we are privileged ourselves as a department to have as part of our delegation the Chairperson of the National Council for Operational Services, Justice Price. As you know, naturally, prior to the Minister adopting policies, including the legislation that's in this specific case, the Minister will have consulted with the National Council around that, which is why the National Council has taken keen interest in the development of this. And according to the judge itself, there needs to be part of this process. He may, at some future date, also participate in your further deliberation, especially around the data that you referred to earlier on. Accompanying me is Advocate Malibi, who's going to be making this presentation. It's the first time that this is to be with your committee. So she is very energized to make this presentation yesterday. Yes. with me again is Mr. Crick, who I think is well known, and yourself is the oldest amongst ourselves in the research community. And so we learn quite a lot from him. Next to him is Dr. Mbuli. Dr. Mbuli is responsible for legal services within the department, and is taking over from Mr. Paxton, who is the director of code enforcement within the department. He's here in the department because at the initial stages of drafting, he was the one in legal services doing the actual work. So this is the process of handover to Dr. Mbuli. Also, Chairperson, we introduce Mr. Nzaima, and we have in our company as well the Civil Social Commissioner Carol. I will not dwell so much really on anything other than to ask Advocate Malaysia to start immediately with the presentation. Thank you so much.
So,
Mr. Segi,
the rank of Mr. Chris, the blue bag you are doing. What is his favorite ring?
It's a blow by
Chairperson and honorable members, thank you very much for the opportunity to present the proposals on the Correctional Services Act. Just to give a brief background on the Act, in 2005, our department adopted the White Paper on Corrections, with emphasis on corrections and rehabilitation. The premise of the White Paper is on the Constitution, and the Constitution provides the detention system must be based on the Bill of Rights. The Bill of Rights defines the human rights environment within the Department of Correctional Services. for correction of alignment to the constitution and also provide the substantive amendments. The substantive amendments will relate to the following: community participation in rehabilitation and social reintegration of offenders in society, incarcerated mothers and children, introduction of the elements of the offender rehabilitation path, monitoring humane treatment of inmates, including administration of power and streamlining the functions of the judicial inspection. On community participation in rehabilitation and social integration of offenders, we have in chapter 3 of the white paper the provision on correction as a societal responsibility, and also the promotion of relationship between the department and community-based organizations, so as to contribute towards the successful rehabilitation and integration of offenders into the community. However, the current Act does not provide for this, for limitation in that regard, in the sense that if only spouses and partners and relatives who are allowed to visit the inmates. The bill now proposes in clause 13, section 13, that the commissioner may allow community organizations, non-governmental organizations, and religious organizations to interact with inmates in order to facilitate their rehabilitation and integration into the society. Clause 45, section 50, and clause 53, section 58 also extend this objective and participation of volunteers in community corrections. On the issue of incarcerated mothers with children. Before 1998, the government policy was such that incarcerated mothers would be allowed to help with them children until the age of 5 years. The act changed this age of 5 years due to lack of resources. Theories based on research show that critical cure for development is between the ages of 6 months and 2 to 3 years. In the international best practice also indicates, as you can see, the UK children are kept there until between 9 to 18 months, USSA between 12 to 18 months, Sweden 1 year, and Malta between 1 year. So the view that also the viewpoint of the Department of Education is that critical keywords for bonding and stimulation with mother is ideal up to the age of 3 years. For that reason, if children are kept with their mothers in custody for longer periods, they will have difficulty relating to other people like siblings and peers and male figures. Hence, the bill proposes that the age of 5 years be reduced to 2 years in both safety and second safety. And Sarah, in order to conceptualize the white paper, the open rehabilitation path was developed to spell out the intervention that takes place from admission until the release of an offender in order to introduce or rehabilitation. The intention with the rehabilitation is to help reopening and to contribute to the society and the future of the community. The current act does not really provide for the rehabilitation needed for the development of the offender once incarcerated. The bill now provides a concept in order to close the existence again in the current act. The amendments relate to unit management, correctional sentence plan, and personal development of the offender. The white paper provides for application of elements, principles, and objectives of unit management in correctional sentence. This would cover issues like teamwork, interaction with accountability of our personal officers. Unit management is identified as one of the best practices of managing correctional centers in English. The current does not provide for precise elements or principles. In clause 35, B, section 37, there's an introduction of this element as a requirement of the white paper. On the sentence plan, the chapter 9 of the white paper provides for the need-based personal sentence plan of the offender. The act currently is vague about the sentence plan. Therefore, the bill is to clarify this and specify the elements to be covered in the personal sentence plan of the offender. Section 38.1a compels the chief management committee of the department to compile a correctional sentence plan in relation to the offender's future in the correctional center. Initially, in terms of the act, we said currently in terms of the act, when an offender is admitted, the CMC, which is the chief management committee, would only look at the security issue, psychological elements of the offender, this year and other elements in section 38.1a. But now to close this gap, we have this section 38, subsection 1a, in this section provides that the offender correctional sentence then must address each of the measures and needs as identified by the CMC. On this assessment. The intention is to correct offending behavior and to rehabilitate the offender in preparation for his release back in the community. On personal development, it is provided in chapter 9 of the white paper for development which focuses on the life skills of So the bill provides for much anticipated support in order for amendments to be gainfully employed in the society once again. This is covered in Section 4B of the bill. Further provision relating to the introduction of the element of open culture is in source 24, section 24A of the bill, which provides that a penalty considered or refused to precedent by the open situation in order to subject the inmate to undergo programs aimed at correcting behavior. In the current act, the offender will just be segregated without getting the program for the United States him or her. Clause 30, section 30, subsection 1, subsection 2, subsection 3, also provides for unmentioned inmates who end up in segregation that they want to be segregated by the other program. The amendment relating to the humane treatment of inmates, medical and humane treatment of inmates. Our constitution provides in section 5C and F that everyone is safe, including every sentence prisoner, who we call now offender, has the right to conditions of detention that are consistent with humane dignity. Chapter 10 of the White Paper says that the special attention should be paid to the nature of the disciplinary procedures and punishment meted out on such offenders. The scope for abuse of authority in the correctional must be countered. The current act provides solitary confinement may be meted out as penalty in offending behavior by inmates. That is in section 4, subsection 5B. Furthermore, the penalty in this section is now complemented by the provision in clause 24, section 24A, which introduces programs aiming at correcting behavior while in segregation. The current act also provides for the head of the correctional center to report the application of mechanical restraint in single detention to the area commissioner and inspection judge. This is provided for in section 31.4. However, in order to enhance the monitoring mechanism, the reporting of mechanical restraint in single cells has now been removed from the area commissioner to the national commissioner. The inspection judge, of course, gave the security that reported to him. This is meant to avoid possible abuse, and the state provides, as already stated, that the national commissioner and the state that should be informed about the use of such measures in the state. The bill further provides for the removal of the state judge to report on corrupt and honest practices. The reason for this is to ensure the focus on monitoring of human rights, monitoring of treatment of offenders in correctional centers. On improving administration of our system, we've got new concept with the bill on this matter related to the following. Allowing for inmates to make an oral presentation, conditions of community corruption, and incarceration framework. Allowing for inmates to make an oral presentation. The white paper provides in chapter 5 for the introduction of principles of restorative justice. In line with the white paper, the act provides in section 35.4 that complainants or relatives of the offenders may or all of the contributions to the curriculum, then the participants are on board. The bill now provides for the offender, him or herself, also to be subsequent to the board. This is provided for in Clause 69, Section 75.4.8 of the bill. This is also in line with the promotion of the constitution and the promotion of having this system. The conditions of community corrections. It is provided in the white paper for corrections as a societal possibility. In Clause 47, Section 52.1.F and R, the intention is to seek to empower the board, the correctional supervisor on board, to put conditions aimed at compelling the offender to participate in correction, development, and care programs in the society. We have inserted in the bill the element of correction and care in this in the bill. Clause 47, which is section 52.1R of the bill, also makes correction for such conditions so as to prove the needs of the offender in order to facilitate reintegration into the community. The IRS Act provides in section 52.1A that one of the conditions of community correction may be placement under house detention. The bill introduces a similar provision which is clearly a situation since that provision is in the act. Conditions of community correction. The department recommends that the portfolio committee administration of parole with regards to conditional community correction. The department recommends in section 52.1A. What I meant to say is that by virtue of the repetition or the duplication of section 57.5 section 51, the department is recommending the omission of section 52. Section 57.5 is. This relates to the use of alcohol or abuse of alcohol or drugs under community correction. The bill has provided for the extension of the division of section 75 since this is already in section 51A. Just want to repeat myself here because the community of community issues. In section 51K, the act provides as one of the conditions for committee corrections or parole, the prohibition of use or abuse of alcohol or drugs passed under community correction. And the bill now provides for the addition of this of section 57.5, which also talks about alcohol by the offender on parole or community correction. And the bill seems to be this section 57.5 to avoid the duplication. So the other both sections have now been consolidated into one. On the incarceration framework, which is based also administration of parole of the parole system. Traditionally and historically the executive has the power to regulate parole. And currently the judiciary can initiate administration of parole by introducing non-parole procedures. This position is also being criticized by our court. What the judiciary sees, what are the state in which the judge stated, I'm going to quote, the function of the sentencing court is to determine the term of imprisonment that a person he has been convicted of an offense should face. The court has no control over the minimum period of the sentence that ought to be served by such a person. A recommendation of the kind encountered here is an undesirable indication into the domain of another of arm of state, which is bound to cause tensions between the judiciary and the executive. In another decision, the judge said that the court has no control over the minimum period of sentence delivered by an offender as well as the release. A court has no control over the minimum period of sentence that ought to be served by such a person. A recommendation of the kind encountered here is an undesirable intention into the domain of another arm of state, which is bound to cause tension between the judicial and the executive. So both cases are containing the same principles by the judge. Furthermore, courts are not entitled to describe to the executive branch of government how long a convicted person should be detained, thereby limiting the function of the executive. The deal set by an inmate should be consistent with the established sentencing framework and the rehabilitation objective in our white paper. In order to improve the administration of parole, the bill introduces the incarceration framework, which replaces all the minimum consideration periods in terms of the current age. The incarceration framework allows the minister, as an executive authority, in consultation with the National Council on Correctional Services, the NCCS, to determine these periods by noticing government gazette. This is in Clause 57, Section 38. The determination is subject to the following. That it must be cognizant of the seriousness of the offense. It must be of general application to all offenders. It must be consistently applied, and it must provide for flexibility, taking into account successful achievements in terms of the correctional sentence plan for the offender. We'd like to indicate to this committee that we're moving now to the streamlining of sanctions in the judicial territory. We'd like to indicate to the committee that the department does not intend to proceed with the amendments as indicated in Clause 58-76, which is Section 85-93, except the amendments which are in position to right now. In the current Act, the inspection judge is responsible for all administrative and staff management functions. In the decided case of the South African Association of Personal Injury Lawyers, Letters, Inc. and others, the 2001 the department, based on this decision, decided to amend the provisions relating to administrative functions of the judge. In accordance with this decision, the judge should perform judiciary functions and not executive duties. The bill therefore provides for the executive, for the chief executive of officer, the CEO, to perform such functions. The amendment is taken for in Clause 73, Section 89. The bill provides for the removal of the judicial report as a foreign status, fraud and corruption. The judicial report on fraud and corruption from the inspection judge. Just to summarize the provision relating to the inspection judge, the department is withdrawing amendments but retaining the ones relating to administrative functions and removal of fraud and corruption reporting.
Thanks so much, Dr. Malik. Just as you constitute the presentation that you requested us to make, and clearly the intention of the having made the presentation or having the amendment to the initial field, that there is a better need for clarity. That is actually part of the reason we requested the chairperson of the MCS be here. So between myself and my colleagues behind me here, we really believe that it can be helpful in providing better explanation to the context of the field science.
Thank you very much. Any other session of the delegation wants to add anything? One minute, and then over to the members. Short, can you please choose that thing? Because I can't see it. Can you please choose it? Yeah. Anyone to ask questions for clarification? Mr. Peter, then be your choice. Question for clarification.
Yeah. Now, when you speak of interference with another arm of the thing, now does that mean that now we have been having a number of appeals on the question of power? Think that it is supposed to go out, then go to a court, high court, challenge the Now, it means now, therefore, that the parole board has the power to take a decision on the question of the relief of inmates, even if there's no other higher body that can decide that is the significant part of body on an appeal that is in this appeal. Now, I suppose the law means that.
Thank you. It's not the issue. We must also, but let me just be sure, I will come to you before you, No, the question is, and
I'm not going to the egg, I don't know what I'm going to say, but the again X proposed that. Let the general say that King approved the channel set of the master of the president of the barber. That the hate in front of the country that was in front of us. And going to kind of consume the crack and the steel. The problem is the general of the people in front of the type of the general set. So another person about this story for us. Let's give it my man is so fire. A gay kid on from well, I guess a non-prosperous no, not of the place now. Now, yes, he is. Now, offender. But they will get that's a pain. That's a pain. No, that's a pain to Molay. So here we come up with a change on them.
Comes and I'm saying that we must address
are we not going to interfere in the powers of the court when we are saying now that what you are proposing in this bill, that the minister must now decide on parole and in consultation with the National Council? I'm saying that we need clarity on them, and it needs a lot of hesitation. The other thing that I must say is that I'm very much shocked that the department and the legal team have applied their minds when they have drafted this amendment bill. And I'm sure about that. Because you see, today you are saying that you are the last page of the inspecting judge. You are saying that you are not intending to proceed with the amendment as indicated in the law. It shows that you have applied your mind very on the whole thing. And it's an ongoing thing. Maybe next week you will come with something else. The other week you will come with something else. You have applied. You are constantly applying your mind to this. And this was one of the issues that was very much debatable. The independence of the office of the inspecting judge. You know, this committee is very much serious about that office. That office must always stay independent. Very much so. Because you see, you can't have an office that is part and parcel of the correctional services. How will it look after the inmates, the concerns of the inmates, when we are having an office that is part and parcel of correctional services? I'm happy, and I welcome the withdrawal of that thing. That's why I'm saying you are applying your mind every day, even when you are sleeping, you are thinking of this of this thing. I think Mr. Peter raised exactly this. You know, the independence and the separation of power. But you are free to respond to this. Judge, I'm going to give you a chance to respond to the same issue of your body. You must say it in place. What is an inmate now?
Can
I please, and I will interpret from Mr. Tony. You know that 11 of children, and it's 100% correct. But I know one member, like Mr. Peter.
Yes, of course.
You see, Bishop Dolo is exercising his right in the Constitution to use the 11 official language. But when we are responding, Bishop Dolo, is it fine with you? No, I'm asking, is it fine with you? If there's anything that you want to raise, please raise it.
The problem is, as I said, the issue is simply for accuracy. An offender is a person who has already been convicted, who has already served in a sentence. But not all people seem to have been served or served in a sentence. 50,000 people are waiting for answer. So there's a trial, both a waiting time and those convicted, a third inmate. Inmate means somebody inside the prison. I'm not basically someone that's been convicted, I'm not basically someone that's been convicted. In terms of general population, and those convicted are in terms of offenders, and those awaiting trial persons are basically in the case of the reason it's important for the management that's why these terms are used. I know a lot of these terms are medicalism, but they are accurate and they assist the criminal enemies in the collection. I think we have to understand the particular issue raised by.
Let's deal with this one of the Bishop Dollar. Bishop Dollar is a problem. Bishop Dollar is a problem. What do you do? Thank you very much.
can't lose sight of the fact that kissing a child in prison after 2 years is difficult on the child. It's difficult to hear a child under those 2 years. It's a very difficult situation. And when we're grappling with that intelligence, I think that overriding consideration always in the best interest of the child. And I think the best interest of the child is that the after 2 years on the final stage to it outside of the system of the issue that I don't think is a good enough to do. That issue is very simple. There are two sets of sections that deal with people of correctional supervision who are out of correctional supervision and are not to use liquor or drugs as a condition of their release of correctional supervision. What we simply tend to do is to streamline the things under one section. In other words, that's to avoid the conflict between two sections. All it does is consolidate that in one form. That's all it does. That's all that section I think is really. I don't think it's as good, but that's how I would say. The issue raised by the people are much more difficult. In one direction, the person is refused a boat, refused for a road. That's not the end of the road. If he feels sufficiently wrong in their hopes with the mission, or the minister, and then that issue will then go to practice, and then it comes before an IRB set up a subcommittee of the medical council to hear a release of that refusal or grant of phenomenon. It goes both ways. It can be the situations where the parole would actually grant parole, but the department is unhappy about it. And then they bring it up to us to review. And we, in fact, in a number of cases, we have overruled the parole board and refused parole. So that seems to be a very important issue we raise about preserving another arm of the state. The problem we have is simply this. As legislation presently stands, you've got to serve one half of your sentence. That was committed after October 20th, when this actually went into operation. What then happens is, you can't be considered for parole until you serve a half. But what we find increasingly is this, that because the law says that you must serve half your sentence, people think that because they serve half, they're entitled to be released from parole. And we're getting lots of disgruntlement in correctional services of people who think that they now have a right to be released from parole before they serve half their sentence. Now, in the first three sentences, say, great, a sentence to sell the antecedent, and in search of years of that sentence, we don't release them. The number of factors that they can sell, if we have serious aggravating features, or in both cases, for the children involved, we require him to serve at least 2/3 of the sentence before he's released from parole. Or even 3/4 of the sentence to serious cases of parole, of serious cases. So, the expectation that the Act creates is trying to address it. Whether, you can also debate as to whether there is a clash between justice and correctional service. This is armed. Until the well-known case of intent report to be seen on parole. There are no other instances the court actually be somebody on parole. The first one, the counsel was wrong and he said that he was wanted parole or medical grounds. And the defense parole or medical grounds. The matter came up before a colleague just from Taylor released. And that's the first instance where a court actually released an individual. Now the debate is whether courts can do that or not do that. If courts can do that, it means everybody released in that case, you know, the QB is certain. That was quite thick. That position certainly should have taken another position that he But it set the precedent though. And that's what that means. Largely in our thing, when people are being accused, so they set it on their view to the court. And that's where all the litigation is coming from. The litigation is coming from people who are unhappy that they've not been released from parole after this quite. It's not even half. Some people claim that they failed to be released from parole in their third, the third of these days. What the act envisions is simply this. It seeks to regularize that situation. It seeks to set out a system from time, it is changed from time to time. If the minister regulates at what stages it can be considered to go, it's in fact being done now. It's being done now in the sense that I, as chairman of the parole review, regulate, we decide whether it goes or the right or wrong. But when the formalize that, translate that into regulation, which the minister is expected to do in consultation with the National Council. That will give some certainty as to when and how people can be considered. It will not be on half of the cases. It may be a third of the cases, may even be two thirds or three quarters of the cases. It depends on the many different facts. Now, it may mean that it does not mean under any circumstances that more offenders will be released. The opposite is. It can serve to regulate the process by which people are released. That's what we're trying to do. Whether it's the position of the executive and the justice conflict between the different arms of some very difficult. You're not going to take a little bit of time.
Yes.
Parole originated in Australia of all things. Parole originated in Australia when old Australia was a penal colony at some stage. And it originated there where they could manage the system, the thinking system, and introduced the idea that to control the prison, solving from those that started in the behavior. And the prisoners were models of prisoners to be released and set up the homes and so on. I remember they lost their back in there. But the public reaction was strong against that. And the person who introduced the first state types of the road then, about 50 years ago, was in fact. But 10 years later, the system of reintroduced, and they couldn't control the system of the road. But from the experience of the outer world, as we developed parole systems all over the world. But there are, in certain parts of the world, they're moving against that. In certain states, in the United States, they're talking about a situation where you can't get parole at all. Or potentially, you take a lot of years to serve the extra amount of years. I would argue strongly that we have developed around in 50 years, the parole system works, an effective system, and more than anything else, it provides for the rehabilitation, or it is time for the rehabilitation of the and we hope that it can help streamline that by the changes to the system here, help make it better in a manner that it can be effective. The issue of conflict of interest and ultimately is resolved by a constitution. That's the way that amounts to. If there are many more registers by court of people of the law, there haven't been that many. In one other instance in Kalten, it was very out, where a person was sentenced to a murder trial. Correctional services, the right hand murders were as well. And they were sentenced to 35 years in prison. Correctional services refused to release him, but I thought he was on the other side of the year. And then the court, in Kalten, the song is that sort of thing displays the danger for society. So when the decision to be somebody or not to be somebody falls a particular type of ecstasy. We know that I've dealt with these, right, for something like 10 years now, that certain types of offenses, now that we no longer have the death sentence, the offenders can never exactly be. You have your chap, the children's voice, and but they will always be a danger to society, whatever their age. Because a 60 or 70 year old person is as much a danger to a young child as a 70 year old. So a serious consideration of parole, the expertise required in dealing with this on a regular basis, we would not release such a person on any basis. We have this example, they ought to be released on that. It should not have been done. That is, it should not have been done, in fact he was right in law. But recognizing the importance of parole should not have been done. These are the sort of issues we grapple with as we debate how to streamline our parole system. We have fairly advanced systems. South Africa has moved from a parole system in which parole officers decide upon the release of prisoners. The system which is based on community parole system, where people from the community sit on the parole board, chairpersons of non-selectional officials. The society that say there are one or two members of directional officials on the parole board. And more important than that, in the case of any error whatsoever, they can come up to us once we leave. So we are developing a fairly sophisticated system of parole. But the problems are there. We get problems from time to time. We need to streamline this. And we need to practice that those understand who that. I don't feel the haven't been much debate to how to deal with this on the issue of license. And that is another important aspect of the change of position. But I'll deal with that on another occasion. If anybody else, anything I said that anybody doesn't understand.
Can I just make one comment about the issue that you raised? I think has raised as well. I mean, the only issue that one can really say is which one was your friend around the incarceration framework. It's really born out of the experiences of the NCCS and the parole system. And the character on Tuesday as you go on that, as you interrogate that specific and to have the benefit of their experiences then, because we will otherwise ourselves not have that knowledge in the absence of the work that the NCC has done. And I hope that what the judges have shared with you now at least to see those things in the context.
Thank you. I could agree with the judge about the children. But for my problems, who's going to look at them? Why my problems are? Who's going to look at them? That's why I was trying to make an example and three kids here. Are we saying, because you must know, some women who fight for the children, the part of the children is gone. Now, who's going to look at them? Where my problem lies. Thereby, there is some other country that there is pressing where you can have responsibility. Now, we in South Africa can better affect people. We don't have nothing. Now, my problem is that we put out that day and the headman says, they go out. Who? And we say, you know, he must go to sleep. Three kids. It's where my problem lies. That's why my proposal. I said, if we can, I know in South Africa, there are women in South Africa, small, different. And it's not only that all of them are for the children. That's what I propose. If we can say, you can build a house somewhere inside the Yafo prison. And then, for example, the prison was a place that they could have a house to find the children that they go to school and paying there. And then that children also went to the same adults and go to school. It's something that only the women would have a baby. And I think that it can much better. Rather than say, I mean, 2 years later, I go out of school. It's where my problem lies. If we can special ladies, when it grows up there on that house, you'll see, and the house don't see that the people are going to play, but not the mom is going to play, that the children will have an opportunity to go to play in the street with some other because not the children is going to play. Then that, I think, is much better.
Bishop, you continue. The Sasha said, for us as politicians, to deal with that thing. You can't give proposals to them. We must find the solution. Not them. That is what the Sasha said. We are going to deal with this thing, Bishop, at the committee. And you must come with that proposal to us, not to them, when we are going to deal with this thing. Yeah, okay. Continue.
Another thing, the commission administration says in details, they are going to try to maybe translate this other language. So, but they say, whatever. You can't, I am talking to my mother's hand. There is no other translation in the page to say you can say what was not. They say, whatever. And put some people. If there's some other translation, I think maybe it could be new to me. Not I'm going to start again.
What Commissioner Mutegi has said, they are going to try and translate this thing. You will be part of helping them to come up and say, Imokule of Kazakh. That is what you are trying to explain. Is it not that the level of celebrity? You can't change it from something else. It will remain that thing what your grandmother said. You understand what I'm saying, Bishop? Or you don't understand? Let me explain because I can see that.
No, tell us that.
On your way.
we are going to, there's a lot of things that we are going to discuss in this, a lot of questions that we are going to ask in this field. For instance, you are proposing that in this bill that an inmate, when he appears before a disciplinary hearing, that inmate will be allowed to have legal representation and from the legal aid board. You see, yeah, it's a problem, Judge. I'm happy that you are saying it's a problem.
We have problems getting people to the court.
That's correct.
So where will they be?
We must not create expectations. We must apply our minds when we are doing this. You see, in awaiting Christ, Mrs. Members know what is going on in awaiting Christ. Now we are putting another burden on the legal aid board officers to say, and you know what is an inmate. An inmate will demand this thing that is in the act. I'm saying that let us look at this thing. That's a lot. I'm just pick out one of this issue. But we will go on and the other one is we are saying that the office of the judge, the inspecting judge, must be independent. But I hear that you are also, or it is said that you want to appoint a chief financial an executive officer. You know, and yeah, we will debate it. We will debate it to understand. Now, you know, who is going to appoint this person? The thing is saying that the National Commission must appoint you. Now, you see, when a person, when we are saying it must remain an independent structure, when this person has been appointed by the National Commissioner, we are saying that this office must be independent. You know Creon Morris, let me make an example of Creon. Creon Morris is running that office as the CEO advocate. But I'm saying that we are not debating it now. Us as a portfolio committee will go into those issues. I'm just pointing some of the issues that there's a lot that I have flagged out in this thing. But we will debate it from Tuesday as a committee to come up also with our position. Public hearings will also come, and public will also have input on this thing. Members? Yes, ma'am. Are you a member of the committee, ma'am?
No, my name is Wally, what is your name? I'm coming from the office of the chief secretary. I'm so glad to agree to the presentation of the committee. I was in the minutes that was involved in the committee.
You are from the office of
the chief secretary advisor.
Okay.
I just want to alert you to the fact that the issue that you raised regarding the successive hours principle. The same question I wrote during the deliberation on the criminal law amendment with the other particular committee parties. We have provided an opinion on that because of our involved with the contract services. But they feel that there might be an interference on the judicial. So we have that opinion with the DPD, and we can also deal with those issues when we want to do this. Yes.
Thank you very much. And you will be always with us. Don't come and visit and stop here. You will be always with us, ma'am, for the duration of when dealing with this bill. Ma'am, I appreciate your input now. So that the judge must also see that we are having legal people.
So, it's not impossible for the
Remember, you can see that there's a lot of things that we are going to this is now in front of us. We must deal with this thing and shape it in the manner such that we and the public out there, we are public representatives, and the public wants to see what we are going to do. You see, just that other thing that we will discuss on Tuesday. But Mr. Mutsiki and the team, is there any other thing that you want to raise before we agenda? Any other thing?
The section of the use of writers, it's a beautiful section that must be out in 35 years, and then it's taken to the judge, taken to the court that he has. Now, that section of the use, this bill was adopted. So this still became an act. And it says, I perceive to you that the proposal that is after writing is made on the basis of many years of experience, and that any change to that section is seriously considered, because there are other problems derived from the act of debating. I will deal with that after another occasion in some detail. But I feel you to do this, not to change that section in the Great Valley, but not to disregard our proposal in the Great Valley, because it's based on, not simply on legal expertise, but actual experience in dealing with life and experience of the
Great
Valley.
We will debate it, Josh, we will debate it, Josh. Definitely debate it, and look into it. I can't promise you that you will much.
Like I said, I think from me, just accept the obligation for this engagement. It sounds still to me like a sense of men that we're going to have as we run for the 11th of September. Having had the benefit of the judge now talking about it, it may well serve as a proof that there was an issue about children that Bishop Otolo raised. It may serve a purpose to leave this experience in that way. So if at any point there is a need for us to bring for our attention social workers that are working with children around the processes that they follow prior to the placement of children and so on, I think it will be helpful for the committee to make those sort of considerations at every different stage as you go on. Because living that experience and seeing it through and knowing how decisions are taken, why is something like this so clear, it may help you see why, who and what is in there, and may answer some of the questions that Bishop Otolo is raising. And so it applies to the issues of parole. You may have to have future sentence of parole, what is part of your process of engagement and so on. And interrogating them around in physical terms of everything and their experiences in relation to that and so on. But I'm saying some of these things arise, some of the proposals I'm making arise from those sorts of experiences. But just extend our appreciation for the moment and then yourself, Secretary, and all members of the committee.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mutsiki. Thank you, Mr. I think that we are going to deal with the things that the next program think about it. And what we're going to do with the emotional. You know, when we are dealing with a bill, making a law, we must never make a law to suit the situation at present. You know, we, after two years, 1.5 years, this member of parliament will no longer, it will be, it's the part here and now to say that no, we are going to change it now. After 2 years, it must be changed again. It will. It won't make any sense. Make laws for generations to come. Not for now. I want to thank you. But maybe my advice will be on your last one. We must have a team. The department must have a team always present until the 11th. For 2 years, what even in the public hearing and whatever. 2 years and then the issue of Bishop told us that Bishop. Maybe you are dealing with criminal activity. Yeah, the point that Bishop Tolo is bringing about is let's have an social worker in the meeting so that the social worker can stand here and also respond and give advice when it goes. But the team. Always present until the other option. But thank you very much. Let us use this weekend as well to go and read the bill so that we can charge it 100% for us. Just we are the lawmakers. And we must come out with submission to the question. And we definitely, we must do that. But thank you very much for each and every person that was in the meeting.